The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you ever read something on the internet and then it felt like somebody just sucker punched you right in the stomach?
Not typically with something that I've read, but I've been in that situation before where you feel like you've lost your guts.
Yep. A new study that is clearly out to ruin my life says that kids realize at age 6 that parents are full of crap and liars.
Oh, here we go. You are in for big trouble this time.
I haven't talked about this at all yet because it's one of those things where if it fails, yeah. I don't want everyone to know I failed. You know, if that makes sense.
Well, you put it out in the public there. On the other hand, like, you've always been a big believer if you speak something, then you make it happen.
All right. So I've been working with my friend, comedian Lisa Lampanelli, and I've been writing a book. And it's called Lies I Tell My Daughters. Mm-hmm. And it chronicles all the lies that I have told over the years to my children. But it's done to protect them. It's done to make them better people and not terrible monsters in society.
Okay. I mean, this will be up for other people's judgment as to whether or not they agree with that policy, but
right.
There it is.
Yes. And we just finished the pitch, and it's going to be sent out to publishers in the next week. And here's the truth. If publishers don't want the book, I'm not going to finish writing it. Like, it's just one of those things where I tried. I've poured the last 6 months of my heart into this. I've been working really closely with Lisa. She's a good friend and a mentor. And it's like, if it doesn't go anywhere, I tried. It's been a dream for me to write this book for at least the last 10 years. Anyway, let's go back to this study. This study says that you can lie to a 3-year-old and they'll believe you. Mm-hmm. You can lie to a 4-year-old. But once children reach the age of 6, they know that you're lying. I'm telling you as a mom, that is not true.
I'm thinking that, honestly, it's the exposure to the other kids. People start to do the sniff test, right? When mm-hmm. something doesn't sound right, doesn't look right or whatever, one of those kids is bright enough to be like, wait a minute, even in kindergarten, that's when they come home for the first time after a week or two in school. John was just talking about this in the hallway the other day. Producer John was saying that it's the first time his kid told him that he was ruining his life. He said, you're ruining my life.
See, I think, here's the thing. I think that you're just not enough of a good liar if your kids stop believing you after age 6. And it sounds terrible. That's why I don't call it lying. I call it creative parenting.
Yes.
You know that.
Which every expert we've ever talked to has said that that's not a thing.
Well, that's what I want to point out in my book, is that the experts are probably wrong. And this story is so savage, and it's been lurking in my mind for the last few days. But I went to go get a manicure, and I had my girls with me, and there was another mom that was sitting directly next to me. And her son, I had to say, was probably 8-9 years old, and she calmly looked at him in the eye and said, if you're a good boy and you sit down while mommy finishes and get her manicure done, I need 30 more minutes, we're gonna go to GameStop. They were gonna go get a game, right?
Wow, that sounds awesome.
And I was like, oh, I watched this kid sit there with a smile on his face, quietly looking out the window for 30 minutes. When she finished, I heard her say, it's too late now, we can't go.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, she lied. She lied that whole time to get 30 minutes of peace and quiet. Now, the lies I tell are much more outrageous than that, and they're really done to protect kids. But I do think that at some point, right, it's okay to lie to your kids. What do you think about that? You can text us what you think at 1-800-330-9999. And if you never hear about this book again, you know that no publisher bought it.